This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Ozair Shaikh, and I am an organizational change management or a business transformation specialist. I am currently working for an agency of the Government of Ontario, where we aim to improve coordination and integration among all modes of transportation within the region.
How are you involved with user adoption?
Well, first, we need to clarify, what do we mean by user adoption? Are we talking about end user adoption or an internal business user adoption? Because adoption for both of them is at a different level, pace, and capacity. If we're talking about end user, then it's the public that wishes to use our services as a means of traveling. Whereas if it's internal or the business user, then it's the employee or the staff that has to work as an enabler for that service to be delivered. I am at a point in my career involved with a bit of both, but predominantly with business user adoption or the internal user adoption. A major chunk of the end user resides with leaders of the organization. We focus on internal adoption of policies, processes, technologies, or tools. The way that I am involved is we take a look at the policies that we have in effect, any legislation or regulations that we need to take into consideration, and the technology that is in place, and look how this trifecta can affect the business users and how and what they can do to adopt it.
Ozair, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
Well, just like we have different types of users, so we have different types of adoptions. For example, a utilities company in Africa that is going through a digital reform needs its end users to accept the mobile payment as a trusted mode of payment, while getting its employees or internal users to be proficient at a platform that would enable the service. So for this podcast, I'm going to focus on the internal user and the biggest challenges and successes I've had with them. So I feel the biggest challenge with this user is defining what consists of a successful adoption. Is it a complete ownership of the change, or is it a broad involvement? Is it doing a single task better, or access or making data-driven decisions? The answer solution varies from organization to organization. It's very prescriptive and unique. Without a proper discussion early on, or without aligning to adoption to an overall organizational objective, the success metrics gets confined to defining a successful implementation or an installation. So this is the biggest challenge that I've found working with large or medium organizations. For instance, the same utilities company that in Africa wouldn't just be looking for a project to deliver on time and budget or a change management arm to manage a certain resistance group, but instead maybe looking at a larger organizational objective of optimizing revenues. So now they have to make sure that adoption, internal adoption, in such a way that we can achieve these organizational objectives. Well, the successes that we've had and the example that I've given right now was something that I did had the, you know, I worked on it as a consultant, and we were very successful in defining what adoption meant at a departmental level, defining what adoption meant at a more divisional level, and defining what adoption would mean for the end user or the outside user. This was done very successfully at that utilities companies to a point where their revenue or their revenue optimization goals were set at a certain point, and we have surpassed it.
What advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
User adoption is something which we hear a lot of change management people talking about, but they're usually numb to it. It's a very minimal effort. What I've done and I would suggest my peers to do is to have a separate adoption strategy and plan. Having that is something that will really help bring focus on the adoption. Otherwise, it gets lost in the change efforts. Success metrics and adoption metrics are a little different things. But if you take a look at just how and what the adoption needs to be, and if you have a conscious document or a conscious plan that you have an owner of that document or that plan. And once, if you're a consultant, you have an exit strategy, you hand that out. And if you're an in-house employee, you have somebody who owns that document is accountable to make sure that user adoption is happening at every level or at every stage that it's required at. This is my biggest advice. This is something that I usually deploy when I'm at or working on an initiative or a project myself.
Where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, I don't have any academic research published on it, but I've done a few case studies on how you can customize your change strategy. And any change strategy has a big, user adoption is a big component of any change strategy. One that I did as a case study for one of the conferences where we discussed about what factors do you need to take into consideration when you're designing a adoption strategy. Is it the size of the organization? Is it the size of the impact that the change might have? Or is it just merely taking a look at how the environment is changing? So this is something that I did, and it is available on my website as well too, or it's available on LinkedIn.
Well, thanks, Ozer.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.